something to eat. Sometimes it's savory, sometimes it's sweet. Snack!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Snack Situation. It's the podcast where I, Chris Sims, and my best buddy, Matt Wilson, eat snacks that you may or may not have in front of you, and we talk about them and rank them on a list. It's a complicated show.
It's so complicated. We're a couple of snack pals.
Well, I feel like we're more than snack pals.
Well, for the purposes of this show, we're snack pals. Maybe we should have called this show Snack Pals.
Maybe we should have called it Snack Pals, but that wouldn't be the hottest podcast in the history of podcasting. Can I part the kimono for a second? Can I peel back the curtain?
Is part the kimono another way of saying that?
I believe I stole that from another podcast, but I don't know if it's an extant phrase or not.
I'm looking that up to see if it is a... Oh, yep. Apparently it's a brotherism.
Oh, is it?
Mababam.
Okay, we'll strike that from the record. I don't want to get sued.
Those notorious litigious.
Notoriously litigious.
McElroy's.
We can't even say... Oh, I was going to say we can't even say which brothers they are.
Oh, no.
You did bleep it. Bleep it.
They're going to get me too.
Bleep it. You got to bleep it. So, Matt, I'm sitting in my office, and I recently had a house guest. And you know that when we don't have a guest room, so we usually put an air mattress up in the office when we have house guests. You've slept on it before.
Sure, yes.
And will be soon when we attend the NC Comic Con Oak City in Raleigh next month.
In March?
Yes, March, not May. March 17th and 18th, I believe.
Those are the correct dates to my recollection.
So we had a house guest this past weekend, the delightful L. Collins of several wonderful podcasts. And they were here, and we just have not deflated the air mattress. So I'm sitting here, and I got snacks, and I got a bed in this room, and I'm not laying in the bed yet, and I stress yet because it's going to happen.
Well, you eat enough of these snacks, and maybe you'll have a lay down. So what are we doing for snacks this time around? Last time around, we ate some hot dogs. That was a meal. Now we're going for dessert.
What was the consensus from the Snack Situation?
Overwhelmingly, the decision was to keep the hot dogs on the list.
Okay.
We got some convincing arguments that we should not keep them there, but the overwhelming majority of voters in my Twitter poll said to keep them on the list, so they will stay.
As a meal situation, which we will do only sparingly. As we move forward,
we may do it when we're at NC Comic Con Oak City in March. But this time around, we're doing something that squarely falls in the snack category, specifically in the dessert subcategory, because it is that.
In the sweet subcategory. These are not necessarily desserts.
You could eat them as a dessert or not. But it's that time of year. I made a special trip to the West Asheville Lowe's where I discovered that they were being sold to buy these. Chris, I know you picked some up recently. Mm-hmm. We are going to be talking about some different varieties of Girl Scout cookies on Snack Situation this month.
I found them inescapable because we went to the farmer's market because we're getting that quality local meat, quality local vegetables, quality local artisan goods, just like Stardew Valley. And then we wanted to go get breakfast at Rise, which means we walked past the Girl Scout cookie table twice. And the second time I was like, here's a $20 bill. Fuck me up, Girl Scouts. That day, we went to the Harris Teeter, which is a grocery store chain, an upscale-ish grocery store chain around here. Somewhere between...
Harris Teeter is widely regarded as the fancy grocery store. In the Carolinas.
Yeah. We got a Lowe's over here now, too. The Lowe's grocery store.
Lowe's Foods.
Not the Lowe's Foods.
Yes.
Yeah. There was also a Girl Scout cookie table set up there, and there was a girl singing a song that incorporated all of the names of the Girl Scout cookies, and that's some Lin-Manuel Miranda shit that I experienced. And I didn't buy any more, but L. Collins did. So
that's very nice. Very like a, what a way to sell your wares.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I think we can go ahead and talk about this now. Girl Scout cookies may be the most morally acceptable snack that we're going to put on this list.
You're doing good and getting a treat at the same time.
Yes. It's the way the world should work.
I agree.
The Girl Scouts, great good organization, great to support them. And the cookies, not to spoil the ranking, the cookies are fucking choice.
Oh, yeah.
I probably shouldn't swear this much on the podcast about Girl Scout cookies, but the cookies are extremely good.
Well, our audience remains our audience, even if we're talking about Girl Scout cookies. When I went to get mine at the Lowe's, I didn't even walk into Lowe's. Like, I didn't have any home improvement needs that I needed to buy anything for.
You didn't need a ladder?
Did not need a ladder.
You didn't need work gloves?
No.
Eye protection?
Not currently.
Light fixtures?
I might need one later, but not. I didn't buy one then.
Lumber?
No lumber needs.
Lawnmower?
I have one.
Contractor grade cleaning supplies.
I mean, I could probably use them, but I didn't buy any then. I did not walk into the Lowe's store. I went straight to the exit to the Girl Scout cookie table that was set up. And it was a Girl Scout and her mom. And the mom was just like, "You're here to buy some Girl Scout cookies," because I didn't even bother going into Lowe's.
I also had a Girl Scout mom encounter, but I'm going to save it because what I heard will shock you.
Now, before we get into actually trying some Girl Scout cookies, which is basically a formality for us, because we've tried most different kinds of Girl Scout cookies. I think we're going to go through all of them down the list, even though we're going to try a few. I want to mention that last year at Emerald City Comic Con, in March of 2017, you and I were coming back to the convention center from somewhere. I think we had gone to get lunch or something.
We went to grab lunch, yeah.
We were coming back. We were walking down the street, and there was just a table with Girl Scout cookies set up on the street. And we were like, you know we're doing this. Mm-hmm. And we both bought Girl Scout cookies on the way back to the convention center.
If you are – I'm going to assume that there are no Girl Scouts listening to this podcast because I've used the F word twice. But if you are the parent of a Girl Scout and you want to make money like Stephen Amell at Wizard World trash bags full of 20s money, get you a table outside or better yet, at a local comic book convention. Because we saw these things at Emerald City, which takes place in March every year. Usually in February, I didn't do it this year, but usually I do Captain's Comics Expo in Charleston, and they have a table in the con, and they are like, they're the money makers at the show. I rolled up with a Deadpool book, and I can't sell it as fast as they're selling Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, it's the smartest thing in the world to set up a Girl Scout cookie table at a comic convention. I mean, it has to be at a certain time of year. It's got to be like January to March, which is not exactly con season. But like, if you have a local show in those months, go do it. You will clean up.
And look, I don't know about other places, but we just talked to Kyle Starks. He's doing 4 next month. We've got 2 in March.
Yeah.
Tis the season.
Tis the season indeed. So, speaking of the season, we have a number of different varieties of Girl Scout cookies. There are at least a dozen, I think, now.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, what have you got in front of you currently?
I have a trio. I've got some old friends and some new friends.
Now, wait, hold on. Uh-huh. A trio is in 3 different kinds of cookies, or a trio is in the Girl Scout cookie, the trio?
Oh, you mean also known as the trefoil?
No. Trios.
Wait, is there one of the trio?
There's a trio. The trefoil is also known as a shortbread.
Uh-huh.
The trio is the gluten-free cookie.
Okay, well, I don't have that.
It's a peanut butter and oatmeal cookie.
Shit, that sounds good, though. Shit.
It sounds good, even though I am wary of the gluten-free cookie that they have. Okay, but anyway.
Here's the thing. plenty of stuff is gluten-free that is actually advertising itself as gluten-free, and it's always been gluten-free. Like, if you go to the store and get corn chips, they'll be like, yo, what's up? These are gluten-free. And it's like, yeah, because they're made of corn. It's fine.
But these are cookies.
Yeah, but don't dismiss an oatmeal peanut butter situation for being gluten-free.
Look, I haven't tried them. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they can live up to the standard of other Girl Scout cookies without gluten. But I would try them. If you put them in front of me, I would try them. But you have a trio, as in three different kinds of cookies.
I have three varieties of cookies. I've got your favorite, the Thin Mints.
I actually have a Thin Mint in front of me as well. Not my favorite.
You love them.
They're Marlene's favorite.
Oh, that's weird. That's weird that that's our, both of our wives' go-to cookie is the Thin Mint.
They love a mint. We don't.
Yeah. I've got the lemonades.
I also have a lemonade in front of me.
Oh, shit. What if we have all the same?
Well, what's your number three?
My number three, I believe it was new for 2017.
Oh, then I have a different one.
It's the s'mores.
Oh, you have the s'mores. Now, which one? Is it the sandwich cookie or the like the chocolate covered wafer?
No, this is the biscuit. Covered in chocolate. Okay. This is, as described on the package, crispy graham cookie, double dipped in yummy cream icing, and finished with a scrumptious chocolatey coating.
I believe, okay, so there are two different cookies called s'mores. And as I'm sure people know, there are two different bakeries that make Girl Scout cookies. If you see Girl Scout cookies that have different names, that's because they come from different bakeries. So the difference between a shortbread and a trefoil, they're essentially the same with very slight differences, but they come from different bakeries. Peanut butter patties and tagalongs from two different bakeries. Caramel Delights and Samoas, which that is the third cookie I have. I have a Caramel Delight here in front of me, which I would consider to be my favorite Girl Scout cookie. Dosey-Dos and Peanut Butter Sandwich from two different bakeries. Recently, new introductions in the past few years, the bakeries have started diverging and making different kinds of cookies within the same arena. So there are lemonades. There are lemonades, which are like a shortbread cookie with some lemon frosting on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And then there are Savannah Smiles, which is a lemon-flavored cookie that comes in a smile shape and has like powdered sugar on the outside. Those are the two different bakery variations of those cookies.
Right. And I'm seeing on the website now that there's Girl Scout s'mores that are the chocolate-covered biscuit that I have, but then there's also the sandwiches?
There's a sandwich cookie. And they're from the chocolate-covered s'mores are from ABC Bakers, and the sandwich cookies are from Little Brownie Bakers.
Now, we should also point out, here's a dangerous piece of information. You can get these online.
You can.
You can just order them, Girl Scout cookies whenever.
I think you buy them from a particular Girl Scout troop when you buy them online. Because I bought them online for my niece. I got a link from my sister-in-law that led to my niece's Girl Scout troop. And I was able to buy the Girl Scout cookies that way. I was buying from a particular troop or council by doing that. So, yes, you can buy them online. A pretty hefty shipping cost, if I remember correctly, but
there's an app too. Oh my god, it's so easy to get these cookies.
Okay, so we both have a Thin Mint, we both have a lemonade, and I have a not a Samoa, but a Caramel Delight.
Right.
And you have a s'more.
I had Caramel Delights, aka Samoas, but they are no longer here. They're gone.
They go fast.
So do we want to talk about the ones we don't have?
We can run through the ones we don't have. I have not tried the s'mores, so I'm interested to see how that goes for you. Peanut butter patties / tagalongs are delicious.
They're good. Now, do you put those bad boys in the freezer?
I have before.
Because that's the way to do it.
I have to say they're not my favorite Girl Scout cookies. But they're
not my favorite either. My favorite is a dark horse candidate. It's the Do-Si-Dos. It's the peanut butter sandwich.
Peanut butter sandwich. We talked about this. What show were we talking about Girl Scout cookies on recently?
Very recently. I believe it was like on Ajax 2 weeks ago or something.
Yeah, that seems right. I couldn't remember if it was on Movie Fighters or Ajax. The Do-Si-Do.
I might have had Do-Si-Dos as my snack situation when we did the last movie we did.
Okay, so Do-Si-Dos are most comparable to like a Nutter Butter, right?
Yes, but they taste better.
They're better than Nutter Butters.
Yeah. Nutter Butters are like – here's the thing. I didn't eat Nutter Butters until I was an adult because – no, legit, because I thought like a peanut butter sandwich cookie was only something you got like as a treat once a year. And when I found out about Nutter Butters, literally in my 20s, I was like, well, this is a good substitute till GST time rolls around. GSCT.
Yeah, sure.
You like the shortbreads.
I love the shortbreads. When we were buying cookies in Seattle last year, I got some shortbreads so I could eat those on the plane. Thanks a lot. Really good. Very similar to lemonades. They just have chocolate frosting on the bottom instead of a lemonade frosting.
Thanks a lot are so fucking good.
They're extremely good. Now, here's an interesting tidbit about lemonades and Thanks a lots. Mm-hmm. They are shortbread cookies, but they have a totally different recipe from the shortbread / trefoils. Mm-hmm. Because both lemonades and Thanks a lots use vegan ingredients, while the shortbread / trefoils do not. I assume the shortbread cookies use real butter, while the lemonades and Thanks-a-Lots do not. They don't lose a lot for it. I will say, though, like if you pick up one of these lemonades, or if you pick up a Thanks-a-Lot, it's lighter.
Yes.
The shortbread cookies have a weight to them.
There's a density to the shortbreads that I find very appealing because you don't often get that in shortbread cookies.
It's because those are shortbread cookies made with real butter. You can tell.
Yeah. And here's the thing. If you're just gonna make a trefoil, then that shortbread needs to shine. With a lemonade, with a Thanks a lot, the star of the show is honestly the chocolate or the lemon icing. The shortbread just has to be good enough. Like it's got to be a best supporting actor and not a best actor, if you get what, or I guess actress in this case.
Sure. Yeah. Well, a female actor is an actor.
Oh yeah, but I mean, like the specific award. Anyway, moving on.
So Savannah Smiles. We don't have one of those. That is the companion to the lemonade.
I don't know that I've ever had a Savannah Smile.
I have. They are extremely good. They are refreshing in a way that I would not necessarily describe lemonades as being.
Mm-hmm.
They are super good, though. They're a whole different kind of cookie than like a lemonade, because they have that powdered sugar on the outside. They're very delicious, though. And then the last two are the Trios, which we talked about, and Toffee-tastic, which is also a gluten-free cookie that is a toffee cookie, which, again, I don't know if I'm going to like those too much. I'm not a toffee guy, for one thing.
I am a toffee guy. I love a toffee cookie. Toffee cookies are bomb as hell.
So I would say of these – especially since you're trying the s'more cookie. Mm-hmm. The only ones we haven't really tried are the gluten-free cookies. We've got all the rest of them between us.
Yeah.
Except,
true.
And except for the s'more sandwich.
I've had the s'more sandwich before, though.
Okay.
And it's good.
I think it's just time for the taste test. What are we going for first? Are we going for the ones we know we like the least first? Because, again, this taste test is nothing but a formality. We're just eating cookies that we like on the show.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's start with the Thin Mints.
Okay. I have a big frosty glass of milk here to clean the palate.
Oh, that's – see, you're thinking – I just have this ice water. I've got some local whole milk in the fridge that I could go get, but it'll make my breath bad. Are you quietly laughing or are you chewing?
I'm chewing.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you'd started. I'm still opening one. So I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try this Thin Mint here.
We've talked some shit about Thin Mints. Mm-hmm. They're really good.
No, Thin Mints are fucking awesome. Like
we've talked about how we don't like minty stuff, right? Thin Mints have exactly the amount of mint that I would want in a thing, mm-hmm. which is you can tell it's a little minty, but it's not overpowering. Mm-hmm. It's not like they like dumped a bunch of toothpaste in it.
Exactly.
Which is what so much mint stuff tastes like.
Yes. Yeah, these are great.
Like, even our least favorite Girl Scout cookie is fucking great.
Now, are we going to rank all these at the end of the taste test, or are we going to rank them as we go?
Now, are we ranking individual cookies, or are we just ranking Girl Scout cookies?
We have four distinct kinds of cookie.
We do.
They're all going to do pretty well.
Yeah, that's my worry, is that Girl Scout cookies are suddenly going to dominate the top of our list.
And what's wrong with that, Matt?
Fair point.
These Girl Scout cookies help turn girls into girls. Go-getters. Innovators. Something that starts with R. Leaders.
Okay, go-getter, innovator, risk-taker, leader.
Risk-takers.
G-I-R-L. Yeah. I'd say we go for the lemonade next.
My suggestion, exactly.
A little bit of a refresher after the mint.
Ooh, smells delicious. They smell good. They smell so good.
The lemon frosting is so good.
So fucking good.
Like, it's lemony, but not sour.
It's creamy. It's citrusy and creamy.
But not sour.
See, I tried to invert the cookie so that my tongue would hit the shortbread first. And here's the thing. You still get that lemon. And it's not like overpowering the shortbread. It's just complementing it.
Well, I want to talk about the cookie itself for a second, rather mm-hmm. than the taste of the cookie. Surprisingly big. Like, maybe the biggest of all Girl Scout cookies.
The Thanks-a-Lots are the same size.
Yeah, the Thanks-a-Lots of lemonades are siblings. Mm-hmm. But this design on the top, where it looks like you sliced a lemon open.
Right.
There's this little bit of detail, like you can see where the seeds go. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of detail in the flesh of the lemon. Mm-hmm. That looks like it's almost like put in here by hand. But each cookie,
it's not the same pattern on each wedge.
It's not the same pattern on each wedge.
There's effort in it.
But the cookie itself, if you look at like a whole sleeve of these cookies, because when I opened the lemonades bag, it tore to pieces, so I put them all in a sandwich bag, like a Ziploc bag. If you look at them, they are very uniform.
Yes. Like, it's almost as though they were from a cookie cutter.
Right. But maybe even more uniform than that. Like, there's a handmade sensibility to these, while also clearly being, you know, manufactured at a big bakery that makes lots of these.
And here's the thing about Girl Scout cookies. There's a consistency to them from year to year that is unmatched at this level of quality.
It's true. These are some of the very few, like, mass-produced cookies that I like. Like, I'll eat an Oreo. We talked about Nutter Butters. Those are pretty good. Mm-hmm. I might have a fudge stripe. But generally, not a fan of like cookies you buy in a bag at the grocery store. Like Chips Ahoy, get that shit out of here.
There is literally no sense of having a Chips Ahoy ever.
Especially not when you can buy those like break and bake chocolate chip cookies at the grocery store, which are a million times better than Chips Ahoy.
Yeah, man, even if you don't have like a KitchenAid mixer and a bunch of semi-sweet chocolate chip morsels like at home to bake the cookies, there are so many more better options than a Chips Ahoy. They put Chips Ahoy in the store right next to fucking Oreos, Matt. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Yeah, and people still buy them for some reason.
Oreos are clearly head and shoulders above other prepackaged cookies at the grocery store. But I would say most prepackaged cookies in the grocery store are bad. Girl Scout cookies are good across the board. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine if the bakeries that made Girl Scout cookies made cookies that you could buy at the grocery store.
This is the thing. How much of our love of Girl Scout cookies is mental? How much of it, if it's Christmas every day, is it really Christmas? Yes, it is, and it should be Christmas every day. But how much of, no joke, if you put an Oreo in front of me and a lemonade, I'd still be like, that lemonade is the bomb, regardless. But is there something to the mental aspect of it being a treat, of it being something you only get sometimes?
I do think that there is something to that. I think you're right. But I think if I could buy Girl Scout cookies all year long, I would still like them as much. I maybe wouldn't get so excited about them because, you don't have to wait for however long until they come back around.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the quality, flavor, attentiveness to detail, everything else that are in these cookies, that is what it is. That has nothing to do with the relative rarity of them. I decided to look up ABC Bakers,
mm-hmm.
one of the makers of Girl Scout cookies. ABC is the one that makes the chocolate-covered s'mores cookies and the shortbread lemonades, not the the smiles, Savannah Smiles.
Uh-huh.
They do make Thanks-a-Lots.
Uh-huh.
And this is a company that only seemingly makes Girl Scout cookies. They do not bake any other consumer goods.
So what do they do the rest of the year?
Maybe I think they're just making Girl Scout cookies all year.
Huh. Interesting. They've got a fax page.
Now I got to look up the other bakery.
The fax page is mostly questions about allergens.
Well, that's good. All right, Little Brownie Bakers is also just a company that makes Girl Scout cookies.
Well, Little Brownie Baker, that's brownies are like the Cub Scouts of Girl Scouts.
Right, yes, they are. These may be subsidiaries of bigger baking companies, but under these brands, these companies only make Girl Scout cookies.
I mean, it says down here at the bottom of Little Brownie Bakeries that they are part of Kellogg.
Yeah, that's Little Brownie Bakeries is 2018 Kellogg in a company.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's big. That's big cereal getting all up in your business.
That is big cereal. You're right about that.
And let's see, ABC's email address is at interbake.com, which is like some James Bond shit.
Interbake. ABC Bakers at interbake.com. Let's go down this rabbit hole and find Interbake
Foods are expert bakers with over 115 years of experience.
The biscuit division of Weston Foods.
Interesting.
Okay, so they are part of bigger food conglomerates, but those specific brands.
Oh my god, Matt, if you go to interbake.com and go into our divisions,
you will see
a gallery of the cookies that includes a caramel coconut fudge cookie. We know what that is, Taz.
We do know what that is.
Taz?
Yes. Caramel dipped shortbread.
Fudge covered peanut butter? Fudge Graham Square?
Fudge covered mint.
Oh, Matt, have we just found out that you actually can get Girl Scout cookies year round if you know the secrets?
If you know somebody at Interbake?
Matt, they have an iced lemon shortbread cookie in this gallery that's a slightly different design than the lemonade. It's got two half wedges instead of multiple wedges.
All right, there's one on here called Fudge Striped Shortbread.
Uh-huh.
That is very clearly a fudge stripe cookie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Iced lemon shortbread, it does have a slightly different design.
What's happening?
What have we gotten ourselves into here?
Matt, if this podcast doesn't get out, we might have to go on the run.
Listen, everyone listening to us right now. If you're hearing this and you haven't heard from us since, Interbake has found us.
Follow the cookies.
Follow the cookies.
Follow the crumbs.
All right, we got one last cookie each.
We gotta eat this last cookie.
If I'm going out, this is how I want to go out.
All right, I have a sometimes known as Samoa, and you are looking down the barrel of a s'more cookie.
Yeah, I think you should try yours first because I have a story with mine.
Okay, I'm eating my Caramel Delight because I love these.
Spoiler warning, this s'mores cookie that I'm about to eat is delicious. When I bought it, I was like, oh, let me have those s'mores cookies. And the Girl Scouts mom, as she was handing me the bag full of cookies, goes, you know what you should do. And I said, please tell me how to hack this cookie. And she says, make a s'mores with the s'mores.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't done it yet because I don't have like a gas stove. So I don't have like an open flame to truly make one. But you can put it in the microwave for 8 seconds and get a marshmallow melted. And I feel like if I did that, I would probably die immediately.
Dog, we heard you like s'mores, so we put some s'mores in your s'mores.
Put some s'mores in your s'mores. So Matt, you talk about this. You talk about the Samoa while I eat this bad boy. Because here's the thing. They're squares. They're the size of lemonades if you don't have one, Matt. They're the size of lemonades, but they're squares. So okay. They're like perfect. Just put a marshmallow and maybe a little extra chocolate between there, and it'll happen.
Let me tell you. A Caramel Delight is a wonderful thing. It is a true delight. The cookie, wonderful. The caramel, creamy. Delicious. A little bit of chocolate drizzle on the top, a little bit of coconut to give you a little bit, like it gets in your teeth a little bit. You're eating that coconut for a few minutes after, picking it out of your teeth. So good. Mm-hmm. Everything about Caramel Delight, it has really worked its way up into being my favorite Girl Scout cookie.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing about a s'more cookie. S'more's a hot flavor right now.
Sure.
A lot of s'mores style products out there. And unfortunately, a lot of them have a chemically taste for how they make the flavor. I don't know how it is. I don't know why they can't just go to the store and get marshmallows. They're cheap. You get a bunch of them for like $3. The s'mores cookies, maybe because they're not using marshmallow, because it's graham cracker dipped in icing and then dipped in chocolate. No chemical taste, just sweet deliciousness.
So there is no marshmallow in the s'more cookie?
There's cream icing that provides the stand-in for the marshmallow.
That's actually great.
Yeah.
Because one of the things I tend to hate in, you know, manufactured confections is like that chemically marshmallow taste.
Yeah. Not present in this. And the thing is, I think it may have been present in the s'more sandwich cookies because I believe we had those last year because we were on the West Coast in Seattle. We had those West Coast Girl Scout cookies at Emerald City last year. Dog.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I can't remember if the shortbread cookies I got were shortbread or trefoil.
I seem to remember them having the names I did not grow up with.
Then they might have been trefoils. Because yeah, I remember them just being straight up shortbread when I was little. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Chris, let's rank these cookies.
All right. Here's what I'm going to say. Thin Mints are in last place.
Of all the ones we had, last place. Here's the thing, though. They're still good.
They are still good. Here's the other thing, though. Even after I ate the lemonade, even after I had a couple sips of water, the mint taste lingered.
Oh, you got it. That's why you got to have the milk, man. I
know.
I drank this milk. That mint taste was gone.
I believe you. But a snack should not be dependent on the beverage that you are drinking with that snack.
Where are you thinking thin mints may end up?
The absolute ceiling is going to be below Dollywood cinnamon bread.
I'm not thinking that any of these is actually going to beat Dollywood Cinnamon Bread.
Oh, you might be surprised in a moment. Where are you thinking? Cause I think Thin Mints might not be as good as popcorn. But I think Thin Mints are probably better than the salted caramel Tim Tams.
They're definitely better than the minty Tim Tams were. I don't think they're better than the salted caramel Tim Tams.
So you want to put them between Horalki and the salted caramel and vanilla Tim Tams.
This is tougher than I thought. Because, like, our lowest ranking Girl Scout cookie shouldn't be, like, near the tip top of the list, I feel. Like, I don't know that they're better than the Black Forest Tim Tams.
Like, really?
I really liked the Black Forest Tim Tams.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that you are not a proud American. I'm sorry that you're going to let Australia come in here and stomp all over the United States.
We have more Girl Scout cookies to rank. I would say between the Black Forest Tim Tams and the Euro Snacks. Because they are better than most of those Euro Snacks we tried.
I cannot conceive of a universe where I would pick a Knoppers up over even a Thin Mint.
Knoppers are pretty good.
No, they were pretty good. Pretty good's not great.
I don't think the Thin Mints go to great, though. They're good.
I mean, are we going to flip a coin?
We may have to at this point.
I could flip a lemonade.
All right, flip a lemonade.
And I'm going to eat the lemonade.
Shortbread side up is me. Frosting side up is you.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. You are the shortbread and I am the frosting. It's frosting side up.
All right. Then we'll put them between – where did you want to put them? Tim Tams and Horalki? Salted caramel Tim Tams and Horalki?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then we'll put them there.
Trendy's lemonade.
Lemonades are going to go. Are lemonades better than 1893 from the makers of Pepsi?
I mean, let me tell you something, Matt. I was at a store that sold both, and I bought lemonades.
You know what? Fucking fair. I would collectively eat more of JJ's Red Hot's hot dogs than I would the lemonades. Like, I'm done with lemonades after a couple cookies. So maybe between JJ's Red Hot's and 1893.
That's acceptable. That's acceptable. So lemonade goes in number three with a bullet.
Yeah.
I'm going to go first on this one.
All right, you're doing s'mores.
I'm doing the s'mores cookies. The s'mores biscuit is not my favorite Girl Scout cookie, but it's friggin' close. I say between Dollywood Cinnamon Bread and JJ's Red Hots.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to put s'mores, and then I'm going to put parentheses Girl Scout cookie, because s'mores will, of course, be ranked separately. Like the concept of s'mores.
I think we have to specify that these are the s'mores biscuits.
Yeah, that's the second parenthetical, is that it's the biscuit.
Not the sandwich.
Because we will have to rank s'mores one of these days, and we're going to have to do it with, like, Jet Puff marshmallows, Hershey's chocolate, and a honey-made graham cracker.
Sure.
The traditional.
The traditional way of doing it. And I'm sure we'll rank more Girl Scout cookies next time Girl Scout cookie time rolls around, and we might do the sandwich s'mores then. Here's where I'm putting a Caramel Delight between Dollywood Cinnamon Bread and s'mores.
You don't want to rank it above Dollywood Cinnamon Bread?
The cinnamon bread was really fucking good.
Okay, here's the thing. Cinnamon bread was warm.
Yeah.
And buttery.
Okay, so the Girl Scout cookies only come around once a year, or like for the time that they come around every year. To get the Dollywood Cinnamon Bread, you have to go to Dollywood.
I mean, yeah, it is available all year, but you do have to.
You have to go there.
It has a similar unavailability.
There's a specialness.
But yeah, like you watch them make that cinnamon bread, because you have to, like, you can get it at the Dollywood Dreammore Resort, but if you want to get it in Dollywood, you got to walk into the grist mill and you got to watch them make it. And it's just butter and cinnamon, and that's it.
And dough.
Yeah, the best.
Yeah. So let's put Caramel Delights between Dollywood Cinnamon Bread and s'mores.
If Samoas can't do the job, What could possibly dethrone Dollywood Cinema?
I would like to separately rank Samoas.
You want to? Okay, wait. You want to separately rank Caramel Delights and Samoas?
Yes. Not now, because I didn't need a Samoa just now. I ate a Caramel Delight.
But is there an appreciable difference?
There is a slight difference between the two.
Okay. All right. But here's the thing. Are you going to be able to accurately rank it if you don't have both cookies in front of you?
We'll just have to see. We will just have to see.
All right.
But I can tell you, if you go on the Girl Scouts website and you look at the Caramel Delight Samoa details, they are different. The two servings of Caramel Delights, or two cookies, I should say, 130 calories. Two Samoas are 150 calories.
Okay.
Samoas are a little richer than Caramel Delights.
Interesting. So, but like, what could that difference be? Are you looking at the ingredients?
Slightly different ingredients. I can't compare all the ingredients right now, but
I'm looking at the ingredients right now. Oh, okay, Matt. There's a crucial difference.
What is the crucial difference?
Caramel Delights. First ingredient, sugar.
Yep.
First ingredient for Samoas, sugar.
Yep.
Second ingredient, enriched flour.
Yep.
Second ingredient for Samoa, vegetable oil.
Mm-hmm. So the Samoa's got some vegetable oil. Mm-hmm. Up top.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. More than the flour.
Okay. Vegetable oil is the third ingredient of a Caramel Delight.
Oh, this is Matt, this is actually very interesting. Because we got that high fructose corn syrup in the Caramel Delights, but just regular corn syrup in the Samoas. You might be onto something, Matt.
Well, all I know is that their calorie counts are different.
Mm-hmm.
A Samoa has slightly more calories for two cookies.
All right. Well, if you work for Little Brownie Bakers, and you do want to protect us from the assassins of Inter, then get in touch and maybe send us some Samoas, and we'll get those on the list. So, I guess for now, Caramel Delights ranks number two with a bullet.
That's going to do it for this snack situation special. We'll be back in March with possibly another snack situation where we're in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why not.
Yeah, we're doing two cons, so we'll do it.
And we will have a fun time then. I know some people have also asked me about sending us some snacks from different places, including the Philippines.
Ooh.
So those may be coming up soon. Stay tuned for those. Until then, everybody, stay hungry. This has been a Clytus Media production.